American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 488. Here is the translated text as follows. X. American State Trials. 456. I said there was no fire, but I understood the soldiers were coming up to cut down Liberty Tree. I then went out to make an inquiry. Before I got into the street, I met Mr. Walker, the ship carpenter, and asked him what the matter was. He said he had been out and there was nobody in the street at all. The sentry at the custom house was walking as usual, with nobody near him. I went up towards the townhouse, where there was a number of people, and inquired of them what the matter was. They gave me the same account that Mr. Walker did. While I stood there, I heard a noise in Cornhill, and presently heard the sound of some people coming up Silsby's alley. At first, I imagined it was soldiers, and had some thoughts of retiring up the townhouse steps, but soon found they were inhabitants. I stood till they came up to me. I believe there might be 20 at the extent. Some of the persons had sticks, some did not. I believe there were as many with sticks as without. They made a considerable noise and cried, "Where are they? Where are they?" There came up a barber's boy and said the sentry at the custom house had knocked down a boy belonging to their shop. The people then turned about and went down to the sentry. I was then left, as it were, alone. I proceeded towards my own house. I met Mr. Spear, the cooper, who said, "Do not go away. I am afraid the main guard will come down." I told him I was more afraid of those people that had surrounded the sentry, and desired him, if he had any influence over them, to endeavor to take them off. When directly opposite to the custom house, I saw a number of persons going up the steps and heard a violent knocking at the door. The sentry stood by the box. Then I retired to my own house and stood on the sill of my door. I remained at my door, and Mr. Harrison Gray came up and stood there talking with me. The people were crying out, "Fire! Fire! Damn you, sir! Do you not fire?" Mr. Gray and I were talking of the foolishness of the people in calling the sentry to fire on them. In about a minute, I saw a number of soldiers come down from the main guard, and it appeared to me they had their muskets in a horizontal posture. They went towards the custom house and drove the people from the house. At this time, Mr. Bethune joined us on my steps at the door, and the noise in the street continued much the same as before. "Fire! Fire! Damn you! Fire! Why do you not fire?" Soon after this, I thought I heard a gun snap, and said to Mr. Gray, "There is a gun snapped. Did you not hear it?" He said, "Yes." Immediately, a gun went off. I reached to see whether it was loaded with powder or if anybody was lying dead. I heard three more shots, then there was a pause, and I heard the iron rammers go into their guns, and then there were three more discharged, one after another.